Yud Aleph Tammuz. Oh man, it's already Yud Aleph Tammuz. It was just Rosh Chodesh. What happened? And we're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we're learning about good news, bad news. No, not a joke. Dinim in Shulchan Aruch. And we're learning Simen Nun Tes. And we're up to Seif Zion. Bona Okona Bayis. Someone built a house or bought a house. Okona Kelim O Malbushim Chashuvim. He bought utensils, a computer, let's say, or clothing that make him feel good. Car. Afilu hayolo kayotz beletchila. He had owned these such things in the past. Ela she elu lahoyishalom meolam. He never owned these. Now, normally a person one computer, so he buys a second computer. It doesn't make him feel so good. We're talking it gives him that rush of Geschmackheit. Maybe he bought, you know, the newest car, will do that, the latest model car, or a new computer with twice as many RAMs, whatever it's called.
RAMs.
But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying if he owned it already once in the past. I'm saying, theoretically, you can own it even now. But normally, if you own it already now, a second one is not going to do that to you. But if you buy a new model or the latest fashion, then I'm sure yes. Lafuki b'chorev b'chaz v'konon, it also comes to exclude if you once owned it and you sold it and you bought it back, then you don't make a bracha. Even if he's happy, but he made a bracha already on these items. Mavarach Shechiyanu. Anyway, not the exception. He makes a Shechiyanu, but of course, many times he will make a Tova Hametiv, especially if it's something that the whole family buys an air conditioner finally. After all these years, he gives in, he buys an air conditioner. So he makes a Tova Hametiv, really, unless he put it in his private study, and the whole house is still sweltering, and he just bought an air conditioner for his study. He says, we can't afford.
It's not because he made a Shechiyanu already, though, right? If he sold it and got it back, it's regardless. It's the first time he got it, he wasn't so thrilled. And then he lost all his money and had to sell it. Then he got money back and bought it. So even if he's happy, it doesn't matter. He didn't make a Shechiyanu the first time because it was katana.
I don't know. It's a very theoretical case. But I am not sure you're right about the din. If this is the first time he's sameach with these items, right. Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is describing that he was already sameach with these items. Okay, iska shayla, if that ever happens. No, it's like very theoretical. I see a good side, you have to make shechiyonu. V'yesh l'vorech b'shas ha-kinyin o gemar ha-binyin. Avo b'shadayin lo nishtamish b'hem. Even though you didn't use it, ken ha-broche l'al simchas ha-leiv of the acquisition. Now, with clothing, certainly the minig is that we make the bracha when we use it. So very logically, that would be the minig by other things as well. Certainly, even according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you're only making a bracha if it's ready to be used, even if you haven't used it yet. But if the suit still has to be tailored, let's say, we still have to check it for shatnez, then even according to that sheet that you would not be making a bracha. But anyway, the common custom nowadays is to make a bracha when you use it. And I'm sure it applies to everything. Again, you can't say it applies because it's just the custom, the minig. It's really mamash a minig. Make rather than you're supposed to make a bracha immediately. Sheyilbush hamalbush, if it's clothing, then he makes a malbush arumim. I don't think we do that. I think we just wait for the morning and we have in mind to do it with the bracha of Malbush Arumim of the morning. Vavshekavar Bira Shachris Malbush Arumim, you make the bracha again. But if he's wearing it in the morning, then Niftar Bracha Zos, he has in mind to be Yotzei this specific wearing also. The bracha usually goes on the general hana'a of clothing. Now it's something specific. Yeshomim dakona kova kshemasimba barosho yivarech hota yisob sefara, because that's what that bracha refers to. Uveezor with a belt yivarech hoza yisob gvura. Vyeshcholkin, that it doesn't necessarily refer to these specific articles of clothing. Alkein, you don't make the bracha when you wear it for the first time, but told the lotion, the best thing to do is wear it for the first time in the morning, and therefore you'll right away make these brachas, so you'll right away have in mind to be motzi that. So that's his psak halacha regarding a belt and a hat. Konelo talis shel mitzvah azay la'acher she'asu bo satzitzes yivarech shechiyanu. Now it's ready to be worn, because without the tzitzes it wasn't ready to be worn. A new pair of talis cotton? Nope. If your wife threw out the old one because it was threadbare and filthy, then you have probably simcha, you have a new one. I don't know, it's a pretty insignificant garment. You're not really sameach with it as a garment. You're just wearing it for tzitzis. But a talis, you know, yishmak a new talis. V'yimlo birichoz yivorech bitufa rishon. Lacha shabirich lesatif betzitzis. So again, I think I'm pretty sure the meaning nowadays is to always make the bracha when you wear it for the first time. And now comes the shy left tefillin. You see, till now he talked about tzitzis or talis because it was a clothing. But what about if it's like a pure mitzvah, like tefillin? So there's a shayla, major shayla, and you try to avoid it. You try to make a shechiyanu over the suit also. Some say there's two shaylas really. Well, maybe not. Maybe the reason tefillin is not mentioned is because there is a shayla of shechiyanu on tefillin, but because of doing the mitzvah for the first time. So maybe you're making a shechiyanu over the mitzvah, like we make a shechiyanu on Yom Tov when it comes in. So you do a mitzvah for the first time, you make shechiyanu. So that's a major issue in the poskim. So some say that make the shechiyanu, they're talking about, let's say, Leichter, for a newly married, the first time she's benching licht. If she's not Lubavitch, so the first time she's benching licht is when she's married. So it's a shame, shayla of tefillin, are you going to make a shechiyanu the first time you're doing a mitzvah? So there's a shtickel eitzah that she could have in mind, if she didn't do it yet, that she's making the shechiyanu over the acquisition of the Leichter. Usually the silver Leichter there, the woman feels great about that. She picked it out in a pattern, whatever. So some achronim suggest waiting with the shechiyanu that you're going to make the first time you bench licht, and wait with the shechiyanu for the purchase, and have in mind that the purchase of the candlesticks when you do the mitzvah. So you knock off those two things with one shechiyanu, and you avoid the machlokas and a safek. Tefillin is a little more difficult. The poskim do not, if I remember correctly, they don't make this suggestion, probably because tefillin as an article of clothing is not really anything that would, not like, candlesticks, like the silver candlesticks. Tefillin is not like that. So it's really the mitzvah. It's not the begodim of tefillin, so to speak. So I don't think that eitzah is given there.
Why is it any different than
Kumah and Matzah? What?
Why is it any different than
Because they have a set time. So you're saying Shechiyanu v'kimonu v'gyonu l'azman azeh. And you do it every year, and it has a set time. L'azman azeh. Here the shaila is, you're doing a mitzvah for the first time. So maybe also the time is special. It's the first time you're doing this mitzvah. Maybe you want to make a shechiyanu on the anniversary of the first time you did the mitzvah. But the Achronim have enough trouble with the anniversary, with just the day you're doing the mitzvah for the first time.
I saw this, why is that any different than, like, you're happy that you have money, you're happy buying the purchase?
Because that's tangible. There's two ways to make Shechianu. There's over the simcha, over something tangible that you purchased. Okay, then there's good news, which we won't talk about. But then there's doing a mitzvah for the first time is intangible. It's for doing the mitzvah. It's not for the tefillin. I didn't see any, if I remember correctly, I don't see anyone suggest that, because tefillin is not something that enthralls you. That, we maybe you say, no, my kid, are you kidding? He got his tefillin, like he couldn't take his eyes off it, and he couldn't wait to put it on the next day, and he was just like so totally into it. In halacha, we talk about making a shechianu for the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. The first time you're doing a mitzvah. And the side of not is because it's not really bisman hazeh. It's just whenever he was born, and now it's 13 years later. Mashenk and Yom Tiv is, you're able to say bisman hazeh. Aye, when you hear good news, you also say shechianu. I don't know, good question. But you see, you're making shechianu bisman hazeh, even when something's by happenstance, you know, it got me the date. We don't see anything special about the date. The first time he does the mitzvah, a guy comes
30
from,
days before when he's not.
Oh, no. Then he's just practicing. I'm talking about a guy comes from Rome.